While they were traveling in the wilderness on the way to Canaan, there was a need for law and order among the people who were getting more restless every day. Moses set up the court, and God laid down the law.
Moses led God's children out to find the promised land. And on the way he stopped each day and looked to heaven and asked God for help as he could not withstand the task alone. And then one day he looked away and thereby lay a stone. God said, write upon this stone these words I say to you. And if you all obey my rules, I'll see you safely through. God opened heaven's doors and then he guided Moses' hand and said, go and tell my children, these are my commands. Go and climb that mountain, Moses, climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say. Thou shalt have no gods before me is my first command. Thou shalt not make any graven image by thy hand. Thou shalt not take my name in vain if thou would guiltless be. Remember thou to keep the Sabbath day alone for me. Honor thy father and thy mother and thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not steal. Love thy neighbor as thyself and show thy neighbor peace. Covet not thy neighbor's house nor anything that is. Go and climb that mountain, Moses, climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say.
Moses showed these words of God to all the children then. They pulled up stakes and headed out to find the promised land that Moses had described to them and told of comforts there. The children of oppression thought they'd not find anywhere. But they were soon to part from him and push along a while. For it was never meant for him to walk that final mile. The children cried if we must go on, Moses, without you. Then talk to God just one more time and tell us what to do.
Go and climb that mountain, Moses, climb that mountain now and pray.